Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, May 23rd, and Memorial Day weekend, the official start of summer 2026. Can you believe it? Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in Leo, the fixed fire sign symbolized by the lion. Now, Leo moons are full of creativity, leadership, dominance, and dynamism. Leo is the king of the jungle. Now, this full moon is energized by a trine from Mars in Aries, a cardinal fire sign, so that seems to add more power to it, but there is a twist. Now, for one thing, this Leo full moon is being aspected by Pluto, and Pluto likes to go deep and bring up things that are sort of hidden beneath the surface to be transformed in the light of a new awareness. So this Leo energy may get some pushback from its usual roar. Now, on top of that, this full moon crosses the south node of the moon. The south node of the moon, otherwise known as K2, is a karmic point that has to do with the past. So this weekend could see the fiery dominance of Leo the lion somewhat restrained, as the energy is more like a kitten than the king of the jungle. But the moon moves on and expresses its full energy on the 31st, when it's in the sign of Scorpio. Now, this is the second full moon of the month, and hence a blue moon, a rare occasion that highlights a peak of cosmic energy that always translates into high emotions and awareness. Now, full moons illuminate, so some area of your life where the Scorpio sign falls in your personal birth chart will be illuminated. So get ready for that. And then we have a rather big event unfolding in the stars. Saturn, the planet of material karma, you know the concept, as you sow, so shall you reap, or what goes around comes around. Well, Saturn is at the end of the zodiac. It gets her every 30 years, and it marks the turning over of a new Saturn cycle. Now, right now, Saturn has just entered the Ravati Nakshatra, which is the last nakshatra and the last sign of the zodiac, otherwise known as Pisces. This is all about endings. Yeah, give that some thought. Saturn in this position is about the energy of endings. Now, from May to July, Saturn will make its first transit through that part of the zodiac. Now, endings could cover any number of things in your life, and they're not all bad. I mean, is a toothache bad when it gets removed? They are just things that have come to a point when it's time for it to go, and you will feel it because there is nothing subtle about Saturn. Well, as subtle as a hammer on an anvil. Now, whatever is ending will be very apparent, but between now and July, it could be a job, a home, a diet, a relationship, anything that has lost its zest to feed your soul. Now, endings happen sooner or later. It will take the time it needs to be complete. And the first pass of Saturn's transit here runs, as I said, from May to the end of July. And then Saturn goes retrograde. Now, endings are as natural as a change in seasons, and they are essential to make room for something new and needed for the soul to grow. So, fear not, the benevolent forces of the universe has your back. So, in summary, this week we'll see the moon gaining more light and peaking to full luminosity on the 31st. Emotions and conscious awareness will be heightened. And the zodiac is signaling the beginning of the end on a personal and collective level of something. It's a process as old as time. Nothing to be afraid of. So enjoy Memorial Day weekend and the official start of summer 2026. And when it comes to summer, let's face it, there's no place like Maine. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or the great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.